Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Friday night, Under the Lights, Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. We're awaiting Jake Wimberly. He was at the Brandon Pearl game. Jason Scarborough was at the Brandon Pearl game tonight. I guess he and Purvey. Chris, did they do their show from there today? Okay. I was wondering where they were. It's a great show. If you get a chance, it's Friday. It's the Friday Night End Zone, and it runs throughout the state from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And they kind of set up the games. And boy, I mean, you get into playoff football, and you kind of want to know, you know. And, of course, that reminds me to remind you that on the website, Dr. Dave will have the playoff bracket, because so many people want to know, are we traveling, are we home, who we're playing. And so both are on the app and on the website. So, and George will have scores here in just a moment, but we want to talk to Clay Sweet, who handles the Poplarville broadcast, and they played Northeast Lauderdale. And Clay, good evening to you, sir, and I'm assuming it was another night at the office for Poplarville.
Yeah, it was a little bit more intense than that, though, Russ, especially in the first half. A Northeast Lauderdale club, and y'all can see, sometimes you get a bad 4 seed that comes to your place, and that's kind of what Poplarville got tonight. A 6-5 Northeast Lauderdale team that had really good quarterback play. Cam Hewlin, a guy that had accounted for 25 touchdowns coming into tonight, accounted for 4 more of those against Poplarville tonight. And so Poplarville kind of got their oil check there in the first half. They were able to respond. Poplarville's got a 3-star cornerback, DJ Travis. And he had a pick six with about 1:06 to go before the half that was a really game changer. It was 14-13 at that point. DJ picked it off and then returned it 55 yards to really change the game before the half, and the senior that made a play when the team really needed a positive thing to happen, and they try to go a perfect 15-0. They're going to have some things like that happen, and DJ was able to provide that before the half.
Boy, that you're right. I mean, when you go 15-0, there are some games where you just have to have some good luck or some things go your way. 15 weeks is a long time to not to put a loss on your resume, but it looks like that's what Papaville's headed for, and it looks like they're headed back to Ole Miss.
Well, you know, Russ, and I think that's kind of the danger right now is to try to get Nyquan looking ahead to an East Central matchup. Both of those clubs are really a cruise along both now as. I believe East Central 10-0, Papaville at 11-0. But you better put your blinders on and treat it from week to week. Papaville goes on the road next week to St. Santa Claus, and you can bet that the Rockachaws would love to have Papaville's number and yep. do what Mendenhall did to them last week. Yep. I mean, last year in the playoffs, if you look, Santa Claus, by all rights, was going to be the 4A team coming out of the South. And they went on the road, and Mendenhall picked them off last year. So, proper good as they are, you got to take it week to week. And I know that's a cliche thing, but it's real this time of year.
Clay Sweet handles the play-by-play for Papaville. Clay, congratulations on the win tonight, and we'll check in with you next week.
Thank y'all so much for the time, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our best to Kenny. George, you got a couple scores here before we go back to the telephone?
Yeah, I do, but I'm going through Will's kind of next level of updates, and, you know, there's probably at least a dozen games that I can see right here off the top that got delayed or either maybe put off to tomorrow cause just because of the weather.
The weather was bad? That was in a lot of North Mississippi?
It was all North Mississippi, yeah. I mean, this is like, well, for instance, Senatobia, Greenwood, Pontotoc, all of them had games put off. Lafayette County, Hernando, all of those were put off. Let's see. I guess that's all I can look at right here off the top. But, I mean, that's quite a few games.
That's great because Chris Saxon and Don Barnes and I have to – well, we don't have to. We want to go. But Hines, we do Hines.
Yeah.
They play – Northwest tomorrow in Senatobia.
Well, I mean, I think the weather will be cleared for tomorrow, but
okay.
it's
going to be
soft. We're going to blame we're playing tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got some, I do have some other scores. Gulfport beat Biloxi 27-14. We did not have that earlier. Vicksburg beat Holmes County Central 26-6. Cleveland Central is now 12-0. They beat Canton tonight 55-14. Grenada got their game in. They beat Saltillo 21-3. Down on the Gulf Coast, Stone beat Long Beach 48-40. We have not had that score.
No, we haven't. Wayne Fleury just sent that to me, and he said the Tomcats, you know, over Long Beach 48-40. They had three running backs, Stone did, that had 100 yards in that ball game of rushing. That's rare.
That is. Fairly uncommon, but three.
That's
pretty
uncommon.
Hard to do in a high school game.
Yeah.
It doesn't last very long.
Right, you're looking at 12-minute quarters. And he says that they will head to Wes Jones for the first round of the playoffs next week. And he said the news of the weird Gulfport-Biloxi game delayed after kickoff for the national anthem. I don't understand that. Gulfport-Biloxi game delayed after the kickoff for the national anthem.
Well, we might have to have a little more explanation.
Yeah, Wayne, we're going Okay, continue with your story.
I was going to say Hattiesburg beat West Harrison 62-20. A little bit later on in the evening, probably at the top of the next hour, I'm going to make sure that we get on all the playoff games that were played tonight.
Right.
Because some of these games were just like, you know, last game of the year type thing. But we will get all in all the playoff games.
I've got to know if Houston won. They may not have played.
I'm still trying to see what I can find out about that.
Okay.
But you know, that's kind of where we are at the moment.
Well, let's go now to Joe Coleman, who is with the Starkville Daily News. And he has the Scoop A.
on Starkville, Clinton. Joel, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Glad to be with you all tonight.
Well, we're glad to have you. You know, this was a Starkville team that's kind of, that was kind of stung last week down at Warren Central, but came back and got a big, big win over Clinton tonight.
They did, and you know, early on it kind of looked like a little more of the struggle from last week. Starkville came out early and lost three fumbles. Clinton recovered them, but Starkville defense held Clinton to a couple of field goals, and then Clinton did put up a touchdown about middle way through the second quarter to go up 13-0 on Starkville. But from there on, Starkville kind of settled in. They had a quick touchdown drive to get back to 13-7. And then probably the biggest play of the game was in the fourth quarter. It was still 13-7 Clinton. And Starkville had it with near midfield, and it looked like they were going to punt. And Coach Chris Jones told me after the game, Starkville's been practicing fake punt all year, hadn't needed it all year. But they pulled one out in the fourth quarter and converted. And on the very next play after the fake punt, put in the go-ahead touchdown to go up 14-13. There was some more scoring late, and Starkville ended up holding on to win 21-15. They actually had to hold Clinton out of the end zone with a couple of minutes left to kind of seal the deal. Starkville ended up winning 21-15. Those last two Clinton points, Starkville actually just took a safety as opposed to maybe fumbling in the end zone or something. So that was how they got to the total of the game. But, yeah, it was a really good football game. Starkville had to overcome early struggles, and now they're district champions. So they go from out of the playoffs last year to a district champion this year.
That's a good point, Joel. And of course, Clinton goes from winning a state championship, and they're not in the playoffs this year, so it's kind of a crazy year. You know, one of the plays that I think is one of the most exciting plays in high school football is the fake punt, because it's hard to defend against. You've got all these kids going 90-0, and when you pull it off and it's successful, I mean, it's just a beautiful thing to see.
Oh, absolutely, and I mean, you think about it, how often do kids really get the chance to defend a fake punt?
Right.
You know? I mean, it's one of those things where anything could happen. And of course, it's not like teams do it every week. I know they practice it, but, you know, under the lights, especially for Starkville tonight, I mean, they had a district championship on the line. You know, how are your kids going to respond doing something that they haven't done in the previous 11 games all season? All of a sudden, in a pretty critical spot, here's this play, you know, we ran to practice on. Let's go to it, boys, and try to win a district title with it. You know, pressure, and other teams have suspended it. So, you're right. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen on it, and Starkville executed it to perfection. I think it was a 4th-and-5, and K.J. Lawrence took the snap, and ended up, I think he had a 21-yard run, so he easily got the first down. And then very next play, Malik Brown throws a 30-yard touchdown pass to Cameron Hines, and just like that, Starkville has the lead, and they're on the way.
You know, Joel, I'm wondering, and Dr. Dave, our statistician, our official statistician here, will probably tell me this, but I wonder how many times the team that gets the first down on the fake punt score on the next play. I've seen it over and over and over. And so a big win for Starkville tonight. Joel, thanks a lot for joining us tonight, and you do a great job for him up there. We really appreciate the time that you spend with us on Friday night.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Anytime you need me, just give me a holler.
All righty. Thanks so much.
All right. I got the information you were looking for. Let me find the right sheet.
You've got the Hilltoppers.
No. The game between Palmer and Houston was postponed until 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
It was raining that bad.
In North Mississippi, like in north, like the Delta up to, say, you know, Memphis, the weather, you know, on the radar that I saw looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, really bad.
Well, I was talking to Malcolm about it down on the sideline, and he pulled up the radar, and you're right. It looked like from Jackson up, and it looked like Jackson was going on the tail,
right,
on the outskirts,
right,
up to the north part of the state. It looked like a lot of rain up there. So, hey, when we come back, Don Barnes is going to join us and talk about that Peanut Game of the Week. It's the last one this year. And then Josh Jackson, oh, that boy's good, from Channel 16, going to join us. Keep it here Friday night, Under the Lights, made possible by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. Back at home.
you freeze something?
It's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nuts? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
It's football time again in the Dig South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important, we're your shield, we're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson here along with Don Barnes, who called the peanut game. We'll get to that in just a moment. But, George, a couple of things here. Dr. Dave was hunting down. We did find out that they postponed the Houston game. But he said that Water Valley, now this is all in this same area up there.
Right.
Water Valley, South Pontotoc, and North Panola and Aberdeen were postponed. Walnut and West Tallahatchie and Shelby Broad Street and Ray Brooks are listed as delayed. That may mean that they're still playing.
Well, that's possible. That's possible.
No word as when they will pick it back up. So, in other words, they're in the locker room. Don, you said you thought you saw a flash of lightning over...
Well, yeah, but it was more of that... like
heat lightning.
Yeah, it kind of had that signature of more of a heat lightning type thing on the horizon, but it would look like it could have been north of us. So I'm sure if there's where there's lightning, there is at least some activity.
Yeah. Well, you had a lot of activity in that ball game tonight.
Oh, man.
I had a chance to talk to Tim Schrammick, of course, to do the pregame this week, and he told me, we're going to run the ball.
And they did. And they did. As a matter of fact, Green, they're running back, and I can't remember. Unfortunately, his first name escapes me. Number three, and you saw him all night long.
Yep.
And he just kept running. And once he got into the open, you just might as well give up because you weren't going to catch him. And I think he had five touchdowns on the night. And two or three of those, I think two of them, were very long runs that he just – found a crease and took it to the house. So a 48-14. And yeah, but I will say this, 14 points
is not indicative of what Ridgeland is capable of. And what
Tim Travick said that after the game.
Right. And what is so exciting is to watch that young freshman quarterback and the way that Zy McDonald approaches the game. Not only the plays that he's running and his ability to see the field and see what's going on, but he's just got that natural instinct about him. He carries himself like a quarterback, thinks like a quarterback, and he is going to be phenomenal. You give him another year or two, his junior year will be some people's dream senior year.
Yep. Well, so, you know his uncle is. His uncle's Deuce McAllister. So he's
got it. He's got it in the genes. Yeah, did we ever find out who the mysterious Fred McAfee is?
We have not. I was telling George about that. He says that the age kind of matches up, so
right?
We'll have to check that. Now, he played for Ridgeland, right?
He did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll check on that.
That's not the most common name in the world, so
no.
It could very well be.
Yeah, we'll have to check on that.
It would be too much of a coincidence for it not to be some connection.
Well, Don, as far as a wrap, you know, the Peanut game, very successful this year. You got some great memories to go back and to look at your
and there's some things we want to forget too. Stop kidding.
But, well, that's part of being a high school broadcaster.
That's right.
There's just some things you just do forget, but not able to.
Let me say this, and I'm sure that there are several of those schools that are listening right now. Our host schools. I can't say thank you enough to all of you. Every last one of them were outstanding, welcoming us with open arms. And those schools that we didn't get to go to or we had to shift for whatever reason, weather-related like last week, you know, we never like having to make those kinds of decisions or changes. But we look forward to another exciting season next year, and we just want to say thank you to the host schools because you guys were great.
And we'll get to Warren Central next year.
Yes, we will. Yes,
we will. But you guys did a great job. It was a lot of fun being out on the carpet tonight and seeing. In fact, George, the band actually kicked me out of their room.
No, they
really?
Didn't kick you out of anything. You marched up in amongst them. And that will be on, I'm telling you now, that's going to be on the blooper reel for the season.
Because it's the Christmas party.
He got mixed up with the band.
He was across the field doing an interview with Coach Schranick.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And the band was getting ready to perform.
Okay.
Well, he's got to come across the field to interview Malcolm for Malcolm Broom.
Right.
Instead of going around, he came straight across the field. The band is in formation. They're, like, ready to pop up and play.
And they're holding.
And they're having to wait. And then the PA announcer comes on and goes, please clear the field for the band performance. And Russ is just walking like, I'll be off in a minute.
Is this post-game or pre-game?
No, this is halftime.
Oh, halftime. Oh, that's even worse.
The fans were sitting there waiting for him. The funny thing was, Russ never picked up his stride. He didn't speed up at all. As a matter of fact, I'm not so sure he didn't slow down a smidge.
And what was bad was, I had this girl that they were in formation, she goes, hey, Cramps, get off the field.
And, of course, no disrespect to Germantown and their band, but it was such a funny situation. He just kind of got in a situation where he was stuck at that point. And so
it was all out.
Definitely.
That's going to be in some band blooper something.
It'll go viral. We got to watch YouTube for that. That's right. I hadn't thought about that.
You know, Josh Jackson was there at the game. I don't know if he got – he's on the phone. Let's go to the telephone. Let's see if he even got that. Hey, Josh, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I just fell, bro.
You saw me at the game, right?
I did. That was the best highlight I got.
I got stuck out in the middle of the band there in halftime, and some girl said, hey, Gramps, get off the field. You know, it was a wild night.
Oh, come on. Give him a break.
All right, your impressions on that really good offensive
offensive line that Tim Tranek's put together over there?
Man, I was just talking about that. They're number 77, J.T. Thurman. He's one of the best in the business. Yep. And first touchdown of the game when Tre Green ran it in, I was looking at the highlights, coming back editing the video, and when you see he had a nice down block, and it was more than a down block because he completely took the nose guard out of the play. And I was thinking to myself, you know, it's been a long time since I've laced them up and got out there on the field, but that hole was big enough for Josh Jackson, bro. I think I could have seen it.
He came over like and shook my hand, and I almost said, where is my hand? It's gone. I mean, but he's such a nice kid, and you're right. I mean, you know, Josh, he was leading on some of those blocking, on some of those rushing plays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then that's a sign of a true team player too. When you can block, you can carry on the rock. Noah Greenwood, another one. Noah was doing it on both sides of the ball. He had an interception, you know, several touchdowns there. And like I said, any time you talk about a Tim Tranek team, you're going to talk about a well-coached team,
yep.
A fundamentally sound team that doesn't make very many penalties, doesn't make very many mistakes. They don't kick themselves in the rear end like other teams would. And that's what you're looking for come playoff time. Finishing up with that number two seed there, it was tough. They gave Cleveland Central a run for their money and dished to play there. But just finishing up with the number two seed, that's going to be good. And I was like, you know, like I said, you never know what could happen in the playoffs. Don't bet against Tim Tranek. They'll have some tough competition in 5A. I keep talking about Brookhaven. I feel like people are leaving them out a little bit. I think they're going to make some noise.
I was
going
to say, they don't need to leave them out, Josh. They don't need to leave them out.
Yeah. I'm telling you, sleep on them if you want to. Run into them in the playoffs. And tonight they, you know, finished up first place in their division as well. A lot of good teams out there. Of course, you know, everybody, you know, knows how good West Point is. Cleveland Central with their, I call him the Will Chamberlain quarterback there. guy, quarterback.
That's 6'9"? Yeah. Shorty.
Yeah, he's pretty. Yeah, Shorty, yeah. But a lot of competition there. I'm excited for playoff time. And then my guys down Jefferson Davis County, we've been really, really, really short-staffed in terms of shooters this year. We had a lot of turnover there. And so we haven't been able to travel out very far out of the metro at times. But this week, we were able to go down to Jefferson Davis County, and they're making their debut. Those two teams,
yep.
The Prince and Bassville combined. And tonight, they put up 79 points.
Wow.
On St. Andrews. Yeah. It's like a basketball score. And so I'm excited to call those highlights tonight. That'll be a lot of fun. I think they're on an 8-game winning streak. 11-1 there. A really good team. You know how good Bassville was.
Yeah.
You know, along, and you mix that Prince squad with it. There's a lot of athletes out there. So, you know, we're in for a treat. I think a lot of these metro teams are, you know, just teams in Central Mississippi, they're going to do some damage. And so I'm excited about that. One last thing. I know you guys are probably crunched for time, but I wanted to, Lanier, one of the coaches, Coach Beard, called me, and he's calling the final score. They went down to my neck of the woods, kind of sort of East Central near Moss Point. And they lost 63-13, but he was so excited. He was just, Coach Beard was so excited that he made it to the playoffs.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They hadn't done it since Hurricane Katrina hit. So, you know, big shout out to those guys and Coach Ashford turning things around down there. Maybe next year they can get a playoff. You got to crawl before you walk there.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, if you give the scoring drives on the Jefferson Davis score, I'll probably be at home sitting in my easy chair after the show tonight, and you'll be going then in the third quarter, so you might want to extend blitz a little bit tonight to get all that in. Anyway.
I win. Look, y'all just come hang out with us on blitz tonight. You know,
hey, hey, Josh, thanks a lot, man. We got to run, but we appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Thanks so much, Ruth. Have a good one.
All right, brother. Josh Jackson from 16 WABT getting ready for Blitz 16. We are going to step out and take a timeout. Tonight's show made possible by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. We'll be back.